Hi, my name is Kylie Martins, and I'm a physics and astronomy instructor at Edgewood College. Today's Astronomy Outreach podcast is about dark skies and why they're important to astronomy and the world around us. To start, dark skies are one of the crucial pieces of observational astronomy. Without dark skies, we can't view the stars because their light is washed out. Think of this much like daylight. When the sun is in the sky, it's difficult to see any of the background stars that are still there. However, when the sun starts to set, we can start to see these stars slowly appearing in the night sky. According to astronomers, not all night skies are considered dark. Generally, dark skies are found outside of urban centers where the city lights are not as prevalent. To find a truly dark area outside of a light dome or a bubble of light pollution, you have to be hundreds of miles away from urban areas. Astronomers determine if a sky is dark by looking at its magnitude limit. A magnitude limit is a way of measuring brightness in the night sky against other objects, like other stars. By comparing stars to the background brightness of the sky, we can determine how dark the sky actually is. There are a few different ways of determining sky magnitude. The first way is using a naked eye measurement, where you compare different stars with known magnitudes to the background of the sky. This type of measuring is accepted by the International Dark Sky Association for a dark sky certification. However, this process must be done by a professional. This type of measurement is extremely hard to do because of our eye's magnitude limit. When near cities or within cities, our eyes can only see magnitudes that are of about 4, and outside of cities and truly dark skies, our eyes can see magnitudes of about 8. For a reference, the scale of magnitudes run from roughly negative 30 to positive 30. With the sun being at negative 26, a full moon being at negative 12, and Polaris having a magnitude of about 3. So when we're within cities, we can barely see Polaris. The second method used to determine magnitude is called a sky quality meter. There are many free applications on phones, tablets, and computers that you can use to measure the darkness of your sky, but only one is certified by the International Dark Sky Association. Dark skies are obviously important to astronomers so that we're able to actually study the stars. But their importance runs deeper than we expect. Prior to technological advancements, the stars in the night sky were part of every human's experience. However, now most of the developed world cannot even see the Milky Way. Dark skies are also natural, cultural, and ecological resources. Dark skies are natural resources, and protecting them helps save the environmental damage lighting can cause. Dark skies are cultural resources and are significant to many human cultures. Astronomers even study ethno-astronomy to understand a variety of interpretations of the night sky and what they mean in different cultures. Dark skies are also ecological resources that have effects on nocturnal animals, insects, and even humans. For example, baby sea turtles find their way to the ocean by using the bright night sky reflection. However, when humans populate these same coasts, baby sea turtles often find artificial light sources instead and mistake it for the reflection of the ocean. This is similarly true for migrating birds who often are confused and disoriented by artificial light sources. As for humans, our dependence on the night sky may not seem as direct. Oftentimes, we need to see at night, so we use different types of streetlights or various types of artificial sources. However, as these lighting sources develop, they can affect our health in ways we don't expect. For example, the American Medical Association warns of using LED lights because their direct light can harm our retina in the back of our eyes, as well as our sleep schedules. These bright light sources are also large contributors to light pollution. By using cooler lights, we can avoid biological harm as well as ecological harm. Observational astronomy aside, dark skies are extremely important resources to the Earth's ecological structure. By working together, we can continue to preserve night skies and minimize urban light domes. If you're interested in preserving dark skies, the International Dark Sky Association has some resources that can help. Feel free to visit their website for more information. Thank Thanks for listening today and learning more about dark skies. I'm Kylie Martins, an astronomy and physics instructor at Edgewood College. As always, you can find us on Facebook at Edgewood Astronomy Outreach, and our podcast episodes are now on Spotify. Until next time, happy sky hunting.